أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم لهم نصيب من الملك فإذا لا يؤتون الناس نقيرا أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله فقد آتينا آل إبراهيم الكتاب والحكمة وآتيناهم ملكا عظيما فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْهُ وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 53, 54 and 55 of Surah An-Nisa. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Yahud of Medina, how they had sold themselves, prostrating to the idols of Makkah, saying that the polytheists, the mushrikeen of Makkah, were more guided than our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite the fact that they knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ. Do they have a portion of the kingdom? فَإِذَا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا. Then they would have not given the people the equivalence of the speck that is found on the pit of a date. In other words, had they had one portion of the share of the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they would have not shared that with anyone else. Now this word naqir, in actual fact, has two meanings. One is when we look at the pit and we examine the pit of a date, of a kajur, then we will see that sometimes it has a little speck. And some commentators have stated that it has an enclave on the long part of it. So some have said naqir refers to that enclave. But whatever it may be, that amount also they will not share with anyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question then, that do they have any portion of the sovereignty, the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They do not have. But if they did have, then that also they would have not shared with anyone, because they would have wanted everything for themselves. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illustrates the greed of the Yahud, that because of that greed of theirs, they sold themselves insofar as their very basic belief was concerned, and they prostrated to the idols of the Quraysh. They had sold themselves insofar as saying to others like the Quraysh that they were closer to deen and hidayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Or is it that they are jealous of mankind upon the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them from His fadl? And here again, mankind refers to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it refers to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is it not that they are jealous of the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted of His fadl, of His grace, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? If you look at it at a different context, in other words, the Banu Ismail, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, from Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam was Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who was Israel, and from there the Banu Israel, and that's where the Yahud had come from. And then we had Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, from where our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come from. Is it not because of the jealousy that they were expectant of the last Nabi? They waited for this last Nabi to come. They had known all the details to the minutest detail about even the Darul Hijrah, about Medina Tayyiba, that they had seen this fida and the atmosphere of Medina Munawwara. And that also they had recognized that this is the place where the last Nabi will make hijrah to. All of that was known to them. But was it not jealousy then that stopped them from accepting our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Then Allah Ta'ala says, فقد آتينا آل إبراهيم الكتاب والحكمة وآتيناهم ملكا عظيما. And then certainly we had granted the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam the kitab. Some of the commentators say here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly mentions Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's family because the entire nubuwat had originated from Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and they were the ones that were saying that they were very proud to be the progeny and the offspring of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. They said they were very proud to follow the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Rather, they were proud to say that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam himself was Yahud and Nasara. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses all of this, and Allah ta'ala says that from the progeny, from the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, there were those that Allah ta'ala had given the kitab. Particular reference to the kitab here could have been Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, to whom Allah ta'ala had given the Zabur. And then wal hikmah, Allah ta'ala had given wisdom, Allah ta'ala had given nubuwat, wa ataynahum mulkan azima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted amongst them, like Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah ta'ala had granted a very great sovereignty, a very great kingdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way shows, according to some kitabs we find, that all of this hasad was that they used to say about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is all he wants, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants, is to increase his dominion. He wants to increase his domain, he wants to increase his kingdom, his domain of influence upon people. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that this nubuwat we had given to Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam of the past, this domain we had given to Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam of the past, and that was in your lineage. And hence it is nothing new that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْ. Then from them, there were those who had brought iman and acknowledged in him, that is our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْ. And there were those who restrained and kept away from him. In other words, they did not bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا. And sufficient for them is Jahannam as an inferno, a burning fire. In other words, they rejected the deen of Allah Ta'ala, they rejected the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, they rejected the Kitab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, it was rejection upon rejection. So here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shows that they behaved as though the dominion, the kingdom all belonged to them. What they said will go, but the truth and the reality is, it is all the hukam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.